You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Joined with me on Zoom right now, we have award-winning writer, actor and comedian Jack Whitehall. How are you this morning, Jack?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, of course. And you're currently on tour in Australia, which is why we're on Zoom. How has it been in Australia so far? I know it's very early in the morning, so.
Yeah, good. We've done two shows, the first of which was in somewhere called Wollongong, which was a bit of a culture shock for my father. He's had limited experience of visiting Australia, but it's mainly been like plush hotels in Sydney and Melbourne. We got him out to the Sticks, which was an experience and quite a rowdy crowd. Last night we played a very fancy theatre in Sydney, so he was a bit more at home there. But yeah, it's been fun.
That's the thing about, I've heard about Australian crowds as well, is that they're very, I know at music gigs, for instance, they're very likely to climb stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was the vibe at Jack and Michael Whitehall live, but that would be epic.
Yeah, no, there was fortunately none of that. I think everyone's quite scared of my father and intimidated by him, so we didn't have such problems. But he, he's a bit baffled by the whole thing. In fact, the first night of the tour, I said to him, you know, when you come out on stage, it would be nice to acknowledge the audience. And obviously these people have paid good money to get tickets, and some of them are a babysitter and travel far and wide to come and watch us. So if you could maybe just like show your appreciation a little bit, because sometimes it does look like you don't want to be there. So if you're faking it, could you just show some enthusiasm? Okay, yes, very well. And he walked out. He was like, oh, I just want to say it's actually wonderful to be here. And thank you, everyone, for coming. It's so exciting to be back in Australia. And I do love Australia. And I am very fond of Australians. And so it's very, very fun and lovely to be here. He was like, good enough? And I was like, yeah, good. The tone of it was good. And the intention behind it was great. The only slight issue is that we're in Singapore. And we haven't got to Australia. And the first day is in a week. So hopefully, I mean, he'll probably thank Australians when he's in New Zealand as well, and we'll see. That'll go down a real treat. That might be the moment when we get people clambering onto the stage.
That might be the moment you're never coming back to New Zealand ever again. It's quite exciting to see you touring with your father as well. Obviously, as an extension of your show, Jack Whitehall Travels With My Father. For someone like me who's a bit of a comedy nerd as well, they used to play live at the Apollo on our TV. So it'd be like a comedy night on a Friday night. You'd have a New Zealand comedy panel show live at the Apollo. And I think when I was about 11, which I don't mean for this to age anyone out in this instance, you were on it and I saw your comedy for the first time, and you did a bit about how in school, you were at school with Robert Pattinson, and you were playing one of the side characters, but you made it your own. And I remember thinking like, oh, I'm gonna be the big star. I'm gonna be the Robert Pattinson. I'm not gonna be Villager Six, I think it was. And then yeah. I remember 4 years later, I auditioned for this big role in my high school production, and my enemy got it, and I had to play the bus stop. So it's very cool to see sort of that, you doing that sort of comedy and then coming on tour with your father.
What does the enemy do now, though? Do we know? We checked in on what the enemy's doing. Are they hosting New Zealand's biggest independent radio show?
No, I think they're in real estate. No. Yeah.
Well, they say they're in real estate.
But are they?
They're probably in a crack den somewhere, and you are killing it. Living your best life.
Yeah, I don't want to stalk their LinkedIn because I don't have premium, so I can't, they'll know, but I don't want to be that girl. But we're very, very excited to have you back on our shores. When was the last time you were in New Zealand?
I was in New Zealand, I think, in 2019. I did a tour of New Zealand and came to Auckland and played, I think, the same venue. And I wasn't there for very long, so this time around I'm there for a little bit longer and we'll have some time to properly enjoy New Zealand and see a bit more than just the confines of the hotel room. So
yeah,
I'm excited. My parents are very. My dad is genuinely excited not to come and do the show. He's to visit a load of wine.
Yeah. He's sick of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're doing 20 dates in Australia, and then you're here for two shows in Christchurch, a show in Wellington, but in the middle there, you stop off here in Auckland. Do you have any sort of things that you all, I guess, because you're on tour with your whole family this time, and including your own, what are you all looking forward to most about coming back to New Zealand?
I'd quite like to go and do a Lord of the Rings tour and dress Michael up as Sauron. And make it a sort of interactive experience.
Oh, that would be cool. I think he'd really... Is he a Lord of the Rings fan?
No, but I make so many references to Lord of the Rings in our show.
Right.
You know, constantly reference it in every interview that we do. And because I've always said if we ever do like a movie version of our lives, I think that he should be played by Andy Serkis in the same way that he did Gollum.
Of course.
In a leotard with those goggles, and they can just CGI Michael. Because that's how we could also do like future series of Trials of My Father once he's, you know, can't be bothered to leave the house anymore. So, yeah. I don't know. We're all very excited. We're also going with my mum and my brother. So it's a whole family.
Yeah, whole family affair.
Into a proper family holiday. Oh, my fiance and baby as well will be coming, so yeah.
You've got your family backstage, but you're also on stage. Is that something that is, I guess it's a fresh experience too, having everyone on stage with you?
Yeah, and also I have a toddler, and then also Michael is like a bit like a toddler. So
you've got two
toddlers basically. So yeah, me and my mom are sort of tag teaming on them both.
Oh, shut up, Mum. My mum is also that if she sort of had a chance to show off like baby pictures of me at Spark Arena, Lord, would she take the chance and run with it? So that must be quite exciting for your parents too, to sort of get to embarrass their child on a big scale. I mean, obviously already on Netflix, but, you know, live IRL in New Zealand too.
For sure. And I think they really take full advantage of that opportunity, and I guess it's only fair because, you know, I've sent a few stray bullets in their direction, and this very much feels like their opportunity to get their own back, throw me under the bus and air a lot of dirty laundry in my face. So they really do it with aplomb.
It will be such an incredible show. It's on at Spark Arena next Saturday. And listeners, if you are wanting to get your tickets to the show, you can go to bohmpresents.com. Jack, oh, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. This is so exciting, and I am so excited to come and see the show next week.
Amazing. That is so lovely to speak to you. And I'll leave you to hunt down your nemesis and troll her on whatever social media platform she's still on.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.